Jane, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
What does the Michigan Certified Development Corporation do?
The Michigan Certified Development Corporation is the largest provider of SBA 504 financing here in the state of Michigan. And these are loan programs designated by the Small Business Administration to assist small business owners with growth of their business, purchasing building, purchasing heavy equipment, pretty much any project in excess of $200,000. The MCDC can participate in the funding along with the business owner's bank. We can provide low rate extended terms on a portion of the loan.
Thanks to a federal small business jobs bill that was signed by President Obama last week, there are significant new options for small businesses to expand in Michigan. Talk about those, Jane.
Yeah, we are so excited about this, Tony. This has been a long time coming, and it's great news for small business in Michigan. First of all, the immediate hit is that small businesses using SBA loan programs for about the next 90 days will use those programs without any fees paid out of pocket. The SBA will be subsidizing their fees. And on many loans, that can amount to as much as 2% of the loan amount. So that's a significant benefit to business owners right out of the bat. In addition, the limits increased of the amount of money that the SBA can lend. Previously, the limits were only $1.5 million. Now they've been increased up to $5 million. And the size standards have been expanded as well. Virtually 99% of the businesses in the state of Michigan will be eligible for these types of benefits. The other exciting piece of news that we're very happy about is the SBA has approved under the 504 loan program an ability to do direct refinancing. So many businesses in Michigan right now are facing ballooning mortgage notes, with banks that are about to mature. And due to the decline of real estate values, some banks are hesitant to renew those mortgage notes. Now, by using the SBA 504 loan program, the SBA can come in and participate in those loans as they balloon and can offer better terms to the business owners and offer some relief to the banks to keep the banks interested in participating in the transaction.
How has this been received?
Oh, geez, this is great news. This is great news for all business owners in Michigan. We actually were receiving calls 60 days ago while this legislation was still pending from both bankers and from business owners, asking when is this legislation going to pass? How quickly can we partake in these programs? And now that the bill was signed last week, our phones are pretty much ringing off the hook, and we're happy to have that problem.
What is considered a small business?
A small business is actually a business that has less than $15 million in net worth. So that's substantial. As I said, I believe the statistics are 98% of all businesses in the United States fall under the classification of small business in the eyes of the Small Business Administration.
Okay, I have a for instance for you. I have a email here. What if I ran a small business and my credit's a bit of a challenge, but I have a good business plan, I've got good work experience, and a plethora of potential customers. Would I get strong consideration for small business financing?
Well, I'll tell you, startups are notoriously difficult to finance. And that's one of the places where the SBA can step in and provide some benefit. Banks will often look for the Small Business Administration to shore up a single shortfall in a credit request. So if you have a good business plan, if you have customers lined up, but because of a single shortfall in your credit request, whether it's personal credit, whether it's issues with collateral, the SBA can often be used to mitigate that one shortfall. And so in a case like that, I would definitely recommend that business owner be in touch with their local bank that they're doing business with now, mention the SBA to that bank, and also research SBA loan programs on sba.gov and go to our website at michigancdc.org. There's lots of information available on the web for business owners that are just starting up and looking for financing.
We're talking with Jane Scherzer, who is the president of the Michigan Certified Development Corporation. All right, Jane, I want you to take off your president's hat and let's say you're governor for a day. What would you do to benefit small business in the state of Michigan?
Oh, you know, since I'm not a politician, I'm really uncomfortable taking off my president's
hat. You know what needs to be done to benefit small business here in the state of Michigan.
There are lots of programs available, and there's lots of great ideas. Certainly, I think access to capital remains a significant problem for business owners in Michigan and across the country. And anything the state can do to ease access to capital is going to help small business.
How about the single,
and help create jobs.
The single business tax?
Oh, that's far too complicated for me to get involved in. I'd rather talk about financing programs.
Jane, how many small businesses are in the state of Michigan?
Thousands. I don't have the specific number, but it's definitely tens of thousands of small businesses.
Well, it's interesting that these funds were made available, and you sound extremely optimistic, as I'm sure you know as well as anyone, one of the huge benefits for the state would be for small business to thrive in the state of Michigan. So I know that you're hoping folks give you a call.
Yes, that's for real. And small business is truly a driver of the economy these days. And many people believe, as do I, that it's small business that's going to continue to pull us out of our economic doldrums.
All right, Jane, thanks so much. And for folks who want more information, they want to become involved with the program, give me a website and a phone number.
Our website is www.michigan, spelled out, michigancdc.org. Our number in Lansing is 517-886-6612. Give us a call.
Jane, this is great with these funds being made available. Thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me, Tony.